to order at 7:01. If everybody would please rise for the invocation and the pledge. Dear Lord, thank you for allowing us to gather here today. Please guide us to the right path for our meeting tonight. Thank you for the most recent beautiful weather that you have given us. Please be with all of our citizens during this Thanksgiving holiday. I pray that their bellies are full and all of their families are safe and warm. Please be with our police and fire department as they are on the front lines protecting our beautiful city. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The city of Kirby is dedicated to delivering excellent municipal services to our community in a fiscally responsible manner. City Secretary, please call roll.
Mayor Pro Tem Grant.
Here.
Councilmember Alvinakis, excuse yourself, she'll be back. Councilmember Salazar.
Here.
Councilmember Ryder.
Here.
Councilmember Street.
Here.
Councilmember Martin.
Here.
Mayor Aldrich.
Here. Okay, we will start off with our citizen participation, and I'm just going to call you Mr. Felix because you were right. You should have been a doctor, sir, by your handwriting.
Thank you, Mayor.
Council, good evening. My name is Felix Arambula, and I am here on the topic that was discussed there on the sheet. It said the item. What I'm here for is to talk about the court, your municipal court, with the exception of the judge and the court clerk, and of course taxpayer dollars. And prior to the meeting starting, I provided each of you with a packet of material regarding a citation that was issued by the city of Kirby that's currently within the municipal court. And prior to today's meeting, I also sent y'all an email with some of the pleadings that were filed in that matter. And I wanted to bring it forth before the council because certainly what is happening to my client, Ms. Nancy Pena, is something that shouldn't be happening. We shouldn't be facing prosecution by the city of Kirby with regard to the alleged violation forming the basis of the citation. And the reason is that the citation is based on an ordinance that was repealed in February of 2020, doing away with the requirement of a mover's license. That information and the ordinance that are related to it were provided to your court, and to this day, at this moment, even before me coming here, it has not been dismissed. The packet of information that I gave to you, I offered again to the court prosecutors. They said they would review it, but they would not dismiss it, even after me telling them and providing them information that the ordinance that they're using to prosecute my client no longer was effective in September of 2020. If you look at the timeline, in February, we approved the ordinance number 2015, and that should be February 2015. Ordinance number 2015-762 is passed by the city of Kirby. Mover's license is required under section 3410 of the ordinance. We adopted 2015 IBC is adopted. In February 13th, 2020, Ordinance 02019866 is passed by the city of Kirby. See attachment. All of section 3410, including the mover's license, is deleted and repealed. See the muni code that I attached to that, to your packet. Chapter 150, Buildings, in 2018, IBC is adopted. Then in September 30th, 2020, City of Kirby issued citation number 93046 to Ms. Pena for lack of a mover's license. That is almost 7 months after that requirement was repealed. And as of yesterday...
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Next up is Ms. Pena.
Yes, I yield my time to Mr. Pena.
We can't do that.
Who's taking it away?
I'm sorry, what's that?
We have taken away that that option.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it's per topic versus per citizen.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you all very much. You have the information, and I'm hopeful rational minds will occur. Otherwise, we'll have to look at other legal options that's available to us. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for coming tonight. Next up is Christopher Garza.
Good afternoon, Council. Citizens to be heard is for the City Council to receive information on issues that be of a concern to the public. Citizens to be heard is limited to 3 minutes. The purpose of an Open Meetings Act is to ensure that the public is given notice of the items that will be discussed by Council. Should a member of the public bring an item to Council for which the subject was not posted on the agenda for the meeting, the Council may receive the information but cannot discuss or act upon it at the meeting. Okay, so now this is posted on every agenda. And today I'd like to bring your attention to a disparity of people speaking on citizens' participation. First, the citizens to be heard is not a platform for residents to attack other residents. Furthermore, if we're going to allow this platform to just say whatever we want, then you are creating quite a precedent. And anyone shall partake in sputtering nonsense for close to 5 minutes, slandering residents of this community. Now, many items can be discussed, but there's a distinct 3-minute time limit that should be followed and seems to only apply to people that the majority on this council deem threatening to the status quo of how things have been done. Fortunately, these meetings are recorded. It's easy to see who gets more time than others, and it cannot be denied last week's tirade by someone who sits on the Crime Control Committee seems to get preferential treatment because he happens to be friends with a certain councilman that sits on this council's majority. I'm appalled by the behavior of this council majority, and it should be placed on agenda to discuss this situation to be corrected. If our city secretary is one who must hold stringent standards to time, then everyone must be held to the same standard, which means that every resident only gets 3 minutes. And when you're cut off, there isn't a 6 more second time to make a last-minute announcement. I think we should absolve the 3-minute time limit altogether and just let residents speak openly for as long as it takes, as some other small cities have done. This would require some of the council to listen for an extended period of time on some residents and not be in such a rush to get out of this meeting. I'm also learning that those who have been on this council for an extended period have been essentially giving residents false information as to what's allowed at a meeting to ensure that residents are somewhat misinformed. Some of you use the city attorney as a shield to prevent residents from speaking or from finding things out about the city, as I've experienced. Understand, Kirby residents are watching, and as I can see the metrics of the videos that are posted, and more people will continue to see how this council acts and how certain residents are treated by those seated on this bench. The head of this office needs to take control of this circus and stop focusing so heavily on residents they don't like and council they don't like. From the audience, it's very apparent who the mayor favors and who she holds accountable, how she's trying to convince the public the passage of certain ordinances aren't about certain people. Focus on the city, not your bully friends. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Garza. Next up is Kat McGarrity.
Thank you, Mayor. I just wanted to remind the citizens of Kirby that we do have the Beautification and Recycling Committee is doing a Christmas decorating contest. We do it every year. We work hopefully with the community to try to beautify and uphold our mission statement. We have made some slight changes, and we look forward to everybody's entry, and best of luck.
Thank you, Kat. Next up, we have Lisa Clark.
Hello. I just want to ask about the new stop sign on Benzingelman. It's causing a major inconvenience on my commute, and from my understanding of what I've seen, a whole ordinance has been changed just to have this installed? I have some questions. What data supports this installation? I would like to see the paperwork that proved that there were speeders on this road prior to the installation. Also, if we were so concerned with speeders, why Do we not require more police patrol in that area? I would like to understand why the sign was placed before figuring out at Ackerman and Benzingelman, which is a much busier intersection with an offset that makes crossing it difficult and poses a much bigger risk for speeding. Either way, I'd like to see the speed data before anything is changed, because there's just inconveniencing residents to appease someone, and I want to know why. There are no kids playing there, ever. I've been here 20 years, okay? There are no kids playing on there. It's like saying that there's kids playing over there on Ackerman. Okay, there's traffic and everything else. I never see any police officers around there, never. And I'm done.
Thank you, Mrs. Clark.
It's this.
Sorry, I apologize. Next up is Jack Miller.
My name is Jack Miller. 4839 Dick Gordon, Kirby, Texas. Do we have to give our address out when we talk, or we just sign it up? Okay. Some places require that. So I'm used to it. Anyway, I have emailed each and every one of you, I think the entire city administration, concerning you taking a vote on whether or not to allow a citizen to speak on an agenda item. I have advised you all and put you on notice that that is a violation of the Open Meetings Act. It's Texas law now as of last year. It's a criminal violation. I am no longer going to stand here silently and watch anyone in here that is an official, whether it be our chief, him, you guys, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to stand by silently and allow you to break the law. If you break the law, I will be the last thing you think about when you go to bed at night, that night. I don't know what your position is at this point. I have indication from the chief that you might be changing that. And if that's the case, kudos to you. Thank you for recognizing the need to change that and follow the law. But if you don't, I'm here to stay. For the record, I've heard several concerns from citizens as to why I came here. Mr. Grant is the reason I came here. He called me a separatist. I reached out to your city attorney to sign an indemnity. Do not plan on taking any legal action ever concerning that comment. I want it taken back, and I want the record to reflect publicly whether I am a separatist or not, whether I am a sovereign citizen or not. And please, if you label me one of those two, provide to the public evidence that I am one of those two things. Because to my knowledge, and I've been deposed twice in federal court, nothing has ever been discovered as far as evidence that I am either one of those two. In fact, I demand people follow the law, so I must be the worst sovereign citizen ever. I've been arrested, taken up for someone who is being excluded on their race, ethnicity, or religion. I've been arrested defending that person, so I have to be the worst separatist ever. Please, please, please follow the law. That's all I'm asking. I have antics and methods that I use. You've all seen it on YouTube. I am a nightmare sometimes, but I'm the most friendly person that you'll deal with as long as you're following the law. Leon Valley knows that. I go to their council meetings all the time. Other than a few times the mayor had to kick me out, they don't do those things anymore. And we don't have any issues. Here's what I expect the law to be followed. If I get out of hand and violate a rule of decorum, I expect the mayor is in charge here, nobody else. The mayor can tell me to leave. Nobody else can. The police understand that I will leave if I'm told to leave. If you feel you need to tell me to leave, please do so. Make sure I know, and I will gladly leave for the night. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. Next up is BJ Boyd.
My name is BJ Boyd. I reside at 3634 Kirby Drive, and I've lived in Kirby for 60 years. Last month, I brought in the Kirby Animal Shelter donations from the garage sale that I hold every year and donate part of my profits. Tonight, outside as y'all walked in, was 6 gift bags for Blue Santa and paper and bags, extra paper and bags. That is for Kirby Blue Santa, and I want to thank the residents of Kirby for donating items to the garage sale. And I also want to thank Councilman Mike Martin for coming by and checking to make sure. And then also, I want to give a kudos out to Officer Gonzalez and the fire department, there was an incident on Kirby Drive where me and a neighbor noticed that a older person had their back open. Well, when he left my house, he went back to his, and 2 or 3 hours later, it was still open. So he called the police, and they knocked on the door. No one answered. Well, then he told them the police and fire, or the fire department, had been there the day before. And so the officer went back, found out they did. They came back, and the gentleman had fell. And so by taking that extra step, it saved that gentleman and his wife, which is bedridden. And so I want to give, and the fire department did say they would come back the next morning, and they did. So I just want to give a congratulation to Officer Gonzalez and the fire department for taking that extra step. And I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Thank you, BJ. Of meeting minutes. I will entertain a motion for the regular meeting minutes of October the 28th.
I move that we accept the minutes from October 28th, 2021.
Okay. We have a motion on the table to accept the regular meeting minutes of October 28th by Councilmember Street and seconded by Councilmember Salazar. City Secretary, please call roll. Oh, I'm sorry. Everybody raise your hand in favor. Okay. The regular meeting minutes of October 28th of 2021 passes. Next, 6B. Consideration of and action on minutes for a regular meeting minutes on November 4th, 2021. I will entertain a motion.
I make the motion to accept the minutes for November 4th.
Second.
I have a motion on the table by Mayor Pro Tem Grant and seconded by Councilmember Street to accept the regular meeting minutes of November 4th. Everybody raise your right hand if you agree.
Abstain.
The meeting minutes of November 4th, 2021 passes. Moving on to presentations, 7A, introduction of new city employees.
Hello, council members, mayor. Sorry, I'm a little nervous. First time. So I'd like to introduce two new employees. Unfortunately, one of them is not here today, by the name of Joanna Cortez. I do have Stephanie Velasquez, who has been with us for 1 month as a kennel technician. She's 23 years old. She'll be 24. Stand up so everybody can see you. She'll be 24 next month. She grew up in Puerto Rico most of her life. She's been in the U.S. for 4 years. She hopes to inspire to be a vet tech later on in life, and she has a one-year-old son. And she's been doing a great job helping me keep the kennels clean.
Welcome, and thank you for choosing Kirby. Thank you.
And Joanna Cortez, like I said, she's not able to be here today. She is 23. She has worked in the vet field in the past. She is married with a two-year-old son, and she's been with us for 2 weeks. She had some trials going in her life, so that's why she wasn't here today. But hello, Jane. Quick side note, I'd like to thank Ms. Voigt for a generous donation. I didn't get to, she got left before I got to thank her personally, but just wanted to shout out to her and say thank you.
Thank you. Again, thank you and welcome.
Thank you.
Moving on to 7B, special presentation by Beautification and Recycling Committee.
I wanted to take the time to acknowledge Mayor Aldridge and give her a small token of our appreciation and the support and dedication that you have given the entire city of Kirby. On behalf of the Beautification and Recycle Committee, thank you, Mayor Aldridge. And we thought it would be fitting, of course, since we are the Beautification, to give you a wonderful plant.
Oh, thank you. You know you're going to have to tell me how to pay her. Moving on to 8A, discussion and possible action on appointment of a member to the Economic Development Committee. Do we have any applications?
No, we do not.
8B, discussion and possible action on appointment of a member to the Beautification and Recycling Committee. Any applications? 8C, discussion and possible action on correction of fiscal year 2020 through 2021 budget amendment number 3. Is this Ms. Tina?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. excuse me. I presented the budget amendment number 3 back on September 9th around that council meeting. And I realized that I didn't have the amount correct on the budget spreadsheet. So if you see, I have my correction budget amendment number 3 memo. The only thing that I did is if you look on the third sheet of my cover page, the amount to increase it by $62,411 to make an actual project, that amount is correct. Looking at the spreadsheet, if you look at Street 9, which is the same number as on the cover page, the amount was incorrect. So I had $388,350, but it should have been $457.61. So all I wanted to do was just notate that the amount on the spreadsheet was incorrect. That's all I'm doing. I'm not changing nothing else.
Okay. Is this something that we need to vote on?
Yes. And the reason for it is because the action is fine. Is if we itemized our minutes, then it would have been okay. But because we don't itemize our minutes, auditors recommended that we get a motion tonight that council is approving that.
That we accept the corrected amount.
That's correct.
And the corrected amount is, Tina?
The corrected amount is $450,761.
Do we have any discussion on this item? I will entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion, Mayor, that we accept the correction of the fiscal year 2020-2021 budget amendment number 3 for $450,761.
Correct? A second.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Salazar and seconded by Councilmember Martin to accept the correction on fiscal year 2020-2021 budget on amendment number 3. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Greider?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Grant?
Yes.
Mayor Aldridge?
Yes. The correction for fiscal fiscal year 2020-2021 budget amendment number 3 passes. 8D, discussion and possible action on resolution number R-2021-739 of the City Council of the City of Kirby, Texas, authorizing participation in the Global Opioid Settlement and adopting the Texas term sheet and its intrastate allocation schedule regarding the Global Opioid Statements Settlement, authorizing the city manager to execute all necessary documents in connection with the above on the behalf of the City of Kirby, Texas, and providing an effective date. Any discussion?
Well, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
How are we involved with the opioid settlement?
Because
I'm unclear.
It was a statewide settlement, and so all municipalities within the state have the ability to participate in this settlement. So, you know, we may or may not get anything from it, but in order to participate, you do have to pass a resolution.
What does our participation look like? I mean, what do we have to do?
We really don't have to. The only thing we have to do at this point would be to pass the resolution. If you'll note, the letter that they sent us just basically says that we have to go through the Texas Attorney General to participate in any settlements if our subdivision is eligible, and the required documents have to be submitted by email. So what we would do is this past resolution, we would submit that to the Attorney General for that opioid settlement section. If in fact they settle and they say Kirby's entitled to X number of dollars, then we would receive that allocation.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Do we know where we can use that money if we do get any of it?
That I do not know. I have to find that out.
Yeah, that'll come after.
Well, we've got plenty of options.
Yeah, for sure.
Can we use that money on anything if we get it?
I don't know. I honestly
don't know. I guess they'll tell you after you
when
apply.
They put the application, they'll put in all the caveats.
After we apply.
It does not state that, so I'm not sure. I'd have to find that out.
Okay, so when we make this, when we vote on this motion, we have to.
You would just be voting to approve resolution number, whatever this is.
And providing an effective date.
Yes.
No, you can just make a motion to approve resolution number R-2021-739.
Okay.
Today
its effective date would be today, the day we pass it.
I will entertain a motion.
Mayor, I make a motion to accept resolution number R-2021-739. Don't need to read everything.
No, just the number.
Second.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Greider and seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Grant to accept the resolution R-2021-739. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Greider?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember
Salazar? Yes.
Mayor Aldridge?
Yes. The resolution for R-2021-739 passes. 8E, discussion and possible action to change the date of the December 23rd, 2021 City Council meeting. I will entertain a motion.
What date?
Yes.
No, I mean, what are you going to change it to?
I would like
the 16th.
16th.
Yes, the 16th.
So the 16th would probably be the most logical.
Yeah.
Yes.
I make a motion I make a motion we change the 23rd of December to the 16th of December for the council meeting.
The 23rd?
Yeah, 23rd to the 16th.
Just change it.
A second.
We have a motion on the table by Mayor Pro Tem Grant, seconded by Councilmember Martin, to accept the change of the December 23rd, 2021 council meeting to December 16th, 2021. City Secretary, please call roll.
Mayor Pro Tem Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Greider?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Mayor Aldridge?
Yes. The change of the date of the council meeting to December 16th, 2021 passes. discussion and possible action on posting city council packets on the city website. Is there any discussion?
I ask that this be put on the agenda because there are several local cities around us that post the complete packet. I'm sure they don't include anything that's confidential or needs to be redacted, but it's more informative for the citizens. They know what we're going to discuss and how we're going to discuss it, basically. They get the details that they don't get just from the agenda item itself. I think it would be helpful for them to know what's going on before they get here, and then they can't make any comments beforehand during citizen participation if they don't really know what the item is about.
Yeah, because I have a lot of people come to me and ask, you know, and they see it, and they don't know what's it about. You know, why is this on the agenda or whatever? You know, you have to explain to them what you know best, you know, to tell them. You know, like I said, you can't tell them everything, but at least this to give us and the city the option to let them know beforehand, you know. They don't need all the details, but, you know, I agree with that.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mayor, I would like to speak on this agenda item when I can.
You have 3 minutes, sir.
Jack Miller, thank you for making that decision. On this agenda item, we are in the day and age of transparency from government. Police departments all over the United States are taking major steps to put out critical incidents that are still under investigation in the name of transparency. They are taking major steps to do so. I was at Via Metropolitan Transit. They have the same thing in their board meetings, packets that are much larger than what the public can get. They do it for the same reason as, I'm sorry, Martin. I don't have the names yet, but
Martin.
This
Martin.
Councilman Martin mentioned. But they also provide them to the public. They put them both on their website, and I can simply walk down there and just get one printed out at no charge. I don't expect you guys to do the same thing they're doing, but I think that we are in a point in life where government transparency is extremely important to the public, and I think it should be just as equally important to you guys. So I'm definitely urging you guys to make this packet available to the public somehow. And putting it on the website is the most easiest, efficient, cheapest way for the city to do it. You already have one. All you got to do is upload it. Thank you.
Moni, if I may, it's a good idea. I don't have any problem with that at all. Is there certain things that have to be redacted or would not be included?
Yeah, there are. So we would have to follow the same process if it was an open records request. We'd have to redact it. You can't put proposals, attorney-client privilege information, cost estimates, so those types of items would just be excluded from the packet, but we...
Okay, I mean, like, for instance, if it was a contractor's bid and it was going out for bid and those kind of things.
Right.
Okay, well, no. Yeah, I mean, if people have access to it, and it would probably give them the opportunity to at least ask a question that didn't sound, you know, like it was insane, because knowing that helps. Agreed.
Well, I'm just going to ask if you all decide to do that, that it won't take place until the new website is rolled out. Because, we're going to have to find a location and space for that. And we're going to have to work on our process of redacting that time frame and getting them posted. So whenever they roll out that site.
When is that projected, the time frame?
We had talked about the beginning of the year, so I haven't heard from them on if they're on schedule with that. I'll have to check with them and see if they're on schedule.
Do we need action on this, or is this just a discussion?
You would take action if that's what you want to do.
Monique.
Basically, we're looking at 3 meetings until this starts.
If they roll the website out in January, yes.
How about this? If I would make a motion that we would instill that when the new website is up and running. That would be the obvious thing. Because if she doesn't go right now, but if there's a delay or something like that, I don't want to put a time on it, and it would be put on the old website or whatever.
I mean, we can put them on the old website, but it's just going to be, I mean, if you want me to just go to, like, public notices and just post a bunch of links, if you want to do that, I can do that, but it won't be embedded on the council page right now because this.
But I'm saying, if we're going to do it once, let's just do it once and do it the right way the first time instead of trying to piecemeal it, I think.
Mayor.
Yes, ma'am.
Would it be possible to post it on Kirby CM in the meantime?
Post the packet on Facebook?
Yeah. Until we can put it on the website?
I guess. I don't know if you can load a PDF on Facebook.
Yes, you can.
Okay, then yes.
Great. Thank you.
Do we have any more discussion on this? I will entertain a motion. Yes, ma'am.
Wait,
I gotta put my tears back on.
Okay. Would you like me to make the motion?
Please.
Go ahead.
I move that we post our agenda, including the entire packet, on the city website as soon as it has been updated, and in the meantime we will post it on the Kirby CM Facebook page when the agenda is posted normally, which is Monday night.
But we're not going to say that. We can just say that it'll be posted there because I don't want to promise we're going to post it at the same night.
Why not?
Well, because
It might be a bigger packet. It might take until Tuesday.
If it's 10 o'clock, okay. You know, we're here sometimes till 10 working on the packet, so it might be the next day.
So we will post it. I move that we post the agenda, including the entire packet, on the Kirby website when it is updated to do so. And in the meantime, it will be posted on Kirby CM as soon as it is available to be posted.
There you go.
Second.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Street and seconded by Councilmember Martin to
you jumped right in.
Sorry. To add the video streaming to the city website when the city website is up, the new city website is up and running, and to be posted on Kirby CM Facebook page and for the interim. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Greider?
Yes.
Mayor Aldridge?
Yes. The action of video streaming of all
not video, Mayor, the packets.
The packet.
Yeah, posting the I skipped ahead. The action of posting city council packet on the website and Kirby CM passes. Now we're going to the one that I skipped to. 8G, discussion and possible action on video streaming all City of Kirby meetings. This is open for discussion.
Are we talking about committee meetings too?
Yes.
Yes.
All committee.
Yes, because not everybody can attend all the committee meetings.
Yeah,
if you don't go, you don't get all the details, and it's just uninformative.
Yeah, and I think that it'll be a whole lot easier for us. And like that, we can eliminate our section to report. Once we have it on stream, anybody could see it at any time. We don't have to come back over here.
With the liaison.
I still think the liaison should report the high points.
Yeah, I mean, but the high points are going to be in your video or in your streaming.
And
they need to be streamed.
Well, no, I still think the liaison needs to report because you have to watch an hour and a half of the meeting to get 30 seconds of information that we would give. I don't see that we're taking up that much time to just say, you know, whatever it was that happened at the meeting that was important.
I have a question. So Are we going to try to, we're going to put this responsibility on Patty and Monique, whoever here, or is the liaison going to take responsibility of filming the meetings? How's it going to be?
Well, I have an idea. I think that the liaison should do it, but one moment, sir. I don't think that the liaison should use their phone.
Correct.
I think, and I've done this before in many, many scenarios, but not in a meeting status. If you have a little video camcorder, it's got a SIMS card in it, video it, and then you can upload it. We can give it to Monique, and she can upload it to the Kirby CM page.
I got a suggestion.
Yes, sir.
Can we buy a small camcorder and set it up here, and we come in and we turn it on? Because I'm not, I can't promise you I'll get it.
And I don't have one either.
Promise you I know how to use it.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
We could have a little workshop on that.
Councilmember Salazar, if you can learn to work that iPad, you can learn to work the camera.
Teach me on your phone and I could probably do it.
So I have a question. Let me,
yes.
I kind of already know the answer to this, but so there's only one city government issued phone in the city of Kirby?
No.
So that's my question. So,
the phones that we have are assigned to specific positions.
Okay. So every time that somebody attends, so from my assumption, just from going to different meetings, so for instance, either the city manager's there or Miss Patty's there or Miss Tina's there. So do they not, do all of you don't have city phones?
We do, but Patty can't take minutes and record a meeting.
Same time.
Tina only attends crime control.
Well, just how you're recording right now, isn't this Facebook Live?
Mm-hmm.
So all you're doing is setting it up on the, I don't know what that's, a tripod, I don't know what you call it, but the tripod, and you're just pressing go live. That's all you're doing.
And I'm monitoring it, and I'm deleting certain things that people say, and then you have to load it. I mean, you could potentially teach all of you all how to do that, all the staff how to do that. That's just additional responsibility that I'd rather not put on the city secretary. So we are already, like I've mentioned before, getting the camera system that's going to be set up in this room that everybody can learn how to push play on
exactly.
To operate in January. But between now and then, the only thing we have is the Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to record all the meetings if I'm in attendance. I don't mind doing that.
So we are getting a camera, though. Okay, good.
I don't think the responsibility should be put on them.
Nope.
You know, if we're going to do it, we'll do it, and we'll learn how to do it.
We only got a couple of more meetings, and in January they're going to have the camera.
Yeah, so let's institute it the first of the year.
Yeah, I think we can at least wait till, I mean, do it the way we're doing it now, but wait till January, and then we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
All we got to do is come in here and push the button and play.
There you go.
Mr. Miller, did you want your 3 minutes?
I have
yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Jack Miller. Mayor, when I say Mayor, is it Miss Mayor? Is it, how would you like for me to address you?
It doesn't matter to me.
Miss or Mrs. Mayor?
Mr. Mrs.
Miss.
Miss Mayor, okay. Thank you, Miss Mayor. On live streaming, so obviously you guys should know that I'm a pro at it. I am, professional level, live streaming, video production and such, so I have some qualifications to speak on this issue. And especially with regards to cities, because I do often look at, in the interest of transparency, look at how they're providing their city council meeting information and commissions and committee information to the public. And again, in this day and age, we should have no problem live streaming to the public. And I know that for some of you, like my mother, for instance, she wouldn't know, she barely knows how to text me. And she still asks for directions. And she has GPS on her phone. So not everybody is technologically inclined, and that's okay. But there are a lot of people that are, that can assist you. A lot of people in your community. police officers and staff, you may have staff that are very technologically inclined. And they could assist you guys as well, at least give you ideas and point you down the right path. I would be more than willing to answer any questions and at least point you in the right path on how to accomplish live streaming of city council meetings where it's very user-friendly. Press a button, like Councilman Martin said, and boom, it's done. It does take some setup. Now, I did hear that there was some type of proposal from at one time or the other, I don't know, $20,000, $30,000 to get some type of live streaming done. If that's true or not, I'm not sure. I haven't verified it. But I can tell you that Leon Valley's estimate was $63,000. And that just sent me into an uproar because I could accomplish the same exact thing that that company was saying they were going to do, the same exact thing for $2,200, same equipment. So anytime you guys would like assistance or some insight into how to get that done, please let me know. And one other thing, city council meetings, live streamed or not, SD card, whatever, check with your city attorney. I do not believe that city council, anything that occurs inside this chambers during a city council meeting can be redacted or deleted. And if an official is streaming to Facebook, and if it's an official stream, and it's on the city's Facebook, please don't delete anything. If you have any conversations near that camera, go have them in private if they're subject to redaction. I can respect that. But anything that happens in here that I can see in here with, or we can see in here with our own eyes and ears, it cannot be redacted. Even from online media, that can get you in trouble. Please don't do that. And that's all I have to say. Please start live streaming. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Miller.
So let me clarify, because the question is on here as well. Deleting is there are social media rules and standards that we follow as a city. We understand that whatever we put on here is subject, we have to save it, and is subject to public information, open records. We're talking about inappropriate language. Someone uses profanity, I do delete that. I'm allowed to delete that. So that's the type of thing I'm referring to. I'm not deleting video or anything, but there are sometimes someone put the F word on here, that is not to be on the city's page. Yeah. I have the right to hide that comment.
Yeah, but we're not deleting any of the video or any of the stream.
So we can't use the word fun.
See? Scared me.
We don't want to go to Facebook jail.
I agree. She is correct on that. Thanks for clearing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Is there any more discussion?
So are we sure that, so we are positive that this camera is being purchased?
We already purchased the camera.
Okay.
It's at our IT company right now. They're waiting on the second piece, which is the little computer monitor it'll be connected to. So as soon as that comes in, they'll have it set up. We talked about them doing it during the holidays when there's no meetings going on. And so by the first of the year, we'll have that set up. We can do a tutorial so everybody can learn how to use it. So if whoever is here can be able to turn that on and feed it to the site.
Okay, I think that's a good idea.
Okay. Need to take action or no? Well, I thought we had already taken action on buying the camera and all that.
No, but we hadn't decided to video the committee meeting.
Whether we're going to do it or not.
Oh, whether we're going to do it?
Yeah. Right, we're going to do it as soon as it's set up, but I guess this item was requested. I don't know if it's because we wanted to do it like now, starting tomorrow.
Right, well, we hadn't decided that we were going to do committee meetings and board meetings and those things. So that was the difference. We bought the camera for city council meetings, right. But
we can do all of them.
We want to add the rest of them to it. So.
Okay, but again, I think we ought to wait and hold off and not institute it until after the first of the year.
Well, yeah, in January.
Okay.
So we just,
that works.
Put it away somewhere for till January.
Okay, so since
are we motioning or are we not?
I would like.
I think that we can make a motion to table the item, Ms. Mayor.
No, we can't table it. Can't we can table postpone it.
Okay.
I would like to entertain a motion because it says all City of Kirby meetings. We only had addressed the council meetings. So I will entertain a motion.
Mayor, I move that we begin videotaping or video streaming, however you want to put it.
In January?
I'm sorry?
In January?
In January. We will begin video all committee meetings and commission meetings beginning in January.
2022. Do I have a second?
Second.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Street and seconded by Councilmember Salazar to start video streaming all City of Kirby meetings starting in January 2022. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Greider?
Yes.
Mayor Aldridge?
Yes. The motion passes to start video streaming all City of Kirby meetings starting January 2022. 8H, update and discussion and possible action on Canine Jake.
Okay, so we promised to keep you updated on the status of Canine Jake. After that last meeting when we discussed it, I did share with you all the little flyer that was created. I know Councilmember Martin had a lead that he provided to the city staff that we've reached out to them, kind of going back and forth, haven't really had any official progress there. So right now, Jake is still at the boarding company, and we do have an outstanding invoice that we need to pay. So you have a copy of that in your packet for you to entertain paying that tonight. I did go back and revisit the crime control discussion. They only voted to pay those two invoices that were past due at that time. They did not take any action saying they were going to pay for Jake's boarding indefinitely. So we did clarify that. Okay. So
that wasn't the video I saw.
But their motion, the action that they took was to pay those outstanding invoices. That's in their minutes. That's what the action was. It didn't.
Okay, I'll pull the video up again because she said in future. Also, that was the motion that was made, if I'm remembering correctly. But I, like I said, I'll go back and look. Okay.
Monique, back to the leads. We had two. We ain't got no action on none of them.
No, sir.
Really?
Is it because
if we got any new updates as of today?
Sure. Please. Please.
You know. We had two individuals from Dena County come down to do a background check on a previous officer. And during the conversation, Canine Jake came up and I spoke to both detectives, advised them, you know, history of Jake, showed him the vehicle, showed him everything that's going to be included, bite suit, leads, sleeves, things like that. We did tell him the history of Jake, how old he was, and gave... You know, told him he's a good dog. He's a great dog. It's just unfortunate, you know, how everything went down. And they showed real interest in him to the point where they're actually going back and speaking with their sheriff. And they were supposed to contact us hopefully fairly soon. So as far as leads, that's really the only solid one we have. I have contacted on your lead, left a message down there, have yet to get a return phone call.
Have you heard anything from Floresville?
No, sir.
PD.
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So we have this outstanding invoice for $2,500.
So where are we going to get the $2,500 out of?
General fund.
Has to be. We're going to take it out of the general fund.
It would have to come out of the police department budget. There's no money in the line item for the K-9 program anymore. So we'd have to find other funds there, or you could do similar to what crime control did, is authorize to pay it. And when we amend the budget, we would add it to the budget out of what's in the reserves.
What's the simplest thing to do?
That's probably the simplest way to do it, is to pay it out of that K-9 line item, okay. Even though we know it'll be negative, and then with the understanding that it would have to be added to a future budget amendment.
Okay, but it'll be current, be paid currently, and then just it'll handle.
And just keeping in mind, this invoice that we're paying is actually already expired on the 11th, so we're now in a new 20-day cycle.
Right.
So that's really going to be two more invoices at this point.
The issue that I have found... with the departments I've been talking to, they've been using Pacesetter training facility instead of the Jericho. And, you know, they can't take it because it's going to change everything, you know, the way the command and dogs got and everything. And, I mean, there's other options. I mean, I reached out to, but everybody's got to go through permission. They've got to go to commissioner's court or they've got to go back to city hall,
right,
you know, and whatever.
City council.
And city council, exactly. But I encourage all of y'all to reach out and try to find somebody to take this. It's costing us, what, $3,200 a month?
$2,500 for 20 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's $3,200 a month. I mean, I'm trying, you know, to find someone. I just encourage y'all to try to do the same. We'll get lucky. Somebody will take him. He's a good dog.
Well, yeah. And hopefully the lead that the lieutenant has, it comes through.
If I may,
we're already on the next cycle, so we might as well approve two payments because we're already on the next cycle.
Yeah,
exactly.
Go ahead and jump ahead of the book. Yeah.
Yes.
That'll give us a little bit of leeway. Hopefully, somebody will buy it.
Lieutenant, does that paper still come out of Houston, the Blues? I guess you would call it the paper. It's called the Blues. That used to come out of Houston with all the different departments participating in that.
We belong to an ARIES network, which is email based.
Okay.
Which is all the way from South Texas all the way up to North Texas, east and west. It covers a large swath of area, and that's what we put it on.
Okay.
And a lot of individuals are on that, not only agencies, but multiple individuals from multiple agencies share that to pass information back and forth. So that was put on there, and actually that's how the conversation with the deputies from Medina Valley came up.
Good.
I'm sorry, Medina County came up, is because they saw the post on there.
Okay.
So, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
The guy in Floresville PD, he told me that he was going to go look at the dog before he got a hold of the police chief. Now, whether he did or not, I said, I'd really like for you to start communicating with her.
Right.
But
I think the only one that we heard back from was Wilson County, but not
this is Floresville PD that, you know, is interested too.
Y'all can follow up with
He wanted to go
with Floresville. Just
Floresville
PD. Reach out to Floresville.
And I text Cardona his number and everything. I don't know if she got it. Maybe she's been gone. I don't know.
I'll get with Chief on that, sir.
Okay. And, but, you know, like I said, they all got to go through the same process we do.
Yeah.
You know,
but
they got to send a trainer to train with him, you know.
Well, back to hand, we still need 2 months or 20-day periods to be paid.
Before you guys move on about the his boarding cost. So when we're contacting these other agencies, are we giving them has there already been price talks?
No.
We haven't talked about price talks with any of them yet.
We're open to negotiating specifically with whoever's interested based on, you know, how they want to do it. We're not trying to necessarily make a profit at this point. So if an agency is willing to take, you know, we started off when we first made contact, we said, okay, we have a vehicle, we have all of this equipment inventory, and we have a dog for this package price. We started at $7,500. That didn't work. So then it was like, okay, let's not talk about price anymore. Let's just see who's interested, and we'll negotiate with them directly.
Correct.
And
the vehicle too?
We can. If it sweetens the deal, yes.
So no, just the dog.
No, but if it sweetens the deal, yes, we have offered that as well because it's fully outfitted.
Right.
For the dog. Yeah.
For the dog.
For $7,500?
Mm-hmm.
The entire
package. The vehicle?
Yes, because if we go get rid of it at an auction, it's an old Tahoe.
It's old and it's
and it's probably not worth.
Okay.
Much.
I didn't know that was part of the package. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't know either, but it doesn't matter. We need to try to find a home for Jake, whatever it takes to get him to go.
Well, the main thing is Jake, one of those, unfortunately, like ours down in Sabinell, all the door panels are gone because he's in the back and he wants out real quick. So, yeah, that's just the way it is.
Okay. The reason why I was just bringing that up because I just want to make sure that at this point, I'm not going to say a number. throw a number out there, but if there's an agency that's willing to take him, that we know that's really going to take him and take care of him and do right by Jake, and, you know, then if it's costing us, what do you say, the amount?
$3,200
per month. I mean, we might, you know,
yeah,
we're so just going to, we're in the hole, basically. So I just want to make sure we're not asking for like the top of the line number. Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay.
To find a good home.
We're finding a home. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure. Yeah. But yes, I do agree with Councilman Salazar that we need to go ahead and 2 months.
2 months, yeah.
Vote on 2 months.
Or 2 20-day.
Right, two, sorry, two.
Two cycles, days. Two billing cycles.
Two billing, yes, cycles, yeah.
Okay, I will entertain a motion.
But would the motion needs to say where it's coming out of, right? Mm-hmm. Where is it coming out?
Tell me again.
The canine line.
No, the police department.
Police department.
Right?
Yes. Are we?
Yes.
Are we going through the police?
So it's the understanding we'd have to add money there, because right now there's no money there.
So we have to adjust the
this
budget.
This item you're approving, paying those invoices, and adding that to a future budget amendment.
Okay, so I make a motion that we approved the current and 1 month ahead for Jake's boarding and...
I mean, out of the police.
Out of the canine line.
Out of the canine fund. I couldn't think of the word. It just went south.
And adding that to a future budget amendment.
Yes.
Second.
I have a motion on the table by Mayor Pro Tem Grant and seconded by Councilmember Salazar, approving two cycles coming out of the canine line from the police department to be later reimbursed and when we amend the budget. City Secretary, please call roll.
Mayor Pro Tem Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Dreyer?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Yes. Two cycles have been approved. 2 20-day cycles have been approved for canine Jake's boarding. Passes.
Mayor, can I say something? Monique, mm-hmm. I'm going to keep reaching out. Mm-hmm. And if y'all do get a bite, will you let me know so I can stop?
You know? We sure will. Thank you for helping us.
This some kind
Are
of
you sure you need a bite?
I said, this is a fishing expedition.
I'm trying.
I know you are. That's good.
All right, guys, let's move on. 8I, discussion and possible action. Approving the 2021 tax roll as submitted by the Bexar County Tax Assessor Collector for the City of Kirby.
All right, so you received a copy of the tax roll summary and the letter from the Tax Assessor Collector's Office. And per the State Property Tax Code, the governing body is required to approve that tax roll at our earliest convenience and then notify them of that. So you have that sheet that shows you what our real property, our personal property, mobile home property, and other properties are. And that total is about $2.8
million.
Say that again.
That's about $2.8 million on that.
Monique, was this the about the same amount as what we had budgeted for,
or is
this more than we budgeted?
Yeah, but it's just more official. They had it. It was estimated.
Right. I just didn't know because I don't have the budget with me.
It is the same.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Do we have any discussion? I will entertain a motion.
Mayor, I make a motion that we approve the 2021 tax roll as submitted by Bexar County Tax Assessor Collector for the City of Kirby.
Second.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Martin and seconded by Councilmember Street to accept the 2021 tax roll as submitted by the Bexar County Tax Assessor Collector for the City of Kirby. City Secretary, please call roll.
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Breyer?
Yes.
Mayor Aldrich?
Yes. the tax roll submitted by the Bexar County Tax Assessor Collector for the City of Kirby has passed. 8J, discussion and possible action on proposal from Givler Engineering for conducting a video inspection of the City of Kirby's drainage system.
All right, so you have a copy of the proposal from Givler. It's a total of $45,000. This would be phase two of the drainage that they presented. This would be the video televising of the system. And we did already budget for this in the water fund for this fiscal year.
Is there any discussion?
Let's do it.
I will entertain a motion.
I move that we accept the proposal from Givler Engineering for conducting a video inspection of the City of Kirby drainage system.
Second.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Street and seconded by Councilmember Salazar to accept the proposal from Givler Engineering for conducting a video inspection of the City of Kirby's drainage system. City Secretary, please call roll.
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Ryder?
Yes.
Mayor Aldridge?
Yes. The proposal for Givler Engineering to conduct a video inspection of the City of Kirby's drainage system has passed. 8K, City Council Liaison Reports. The first one is the Animal Advisory Committee, Mayor Pro Tem Grant.
Well, as we last meeting, we're fully staffed. I guess you could say the big things are status quo. We, weather's cold weather setting in. I'd like to see that insulation get installed, but since we would donate the air conditioning and the heating down there. But other than that, everything is going well. Really and truly, that's it.
Okay. Next up is Beautification and Recycling Committee, Councilmember Grider.
Yes. Okay, so the City of Kirby, earlier Ms. Kat McGarity spoke about our holiday contest, light decorating contest. So we're going to have our annual holiday decoration contest, and there will be five places. And then we will have prizes that we are giving out to the winners. Also, if you'd like to participate, please come to City Hall and fill out the entry form. And then also, can they email you too, Ms. Patty? And they also can email our city secretary. All that information will be provided within, in about a week. It will be posted on the City of Kirby Facebook page, and we'll get that information out there. And then also, again, like I said, you come up here, you can get the entry form. The reason why we're waiting until a week is we need to get some dates on there since we did change the last city council meeting from the 23rd to the 16th. So give Ms. Patty some time to get the form together. Okay. And we've been seeing so many lights go up already, so it's exciting. I'm looking forward to see what the residents do for decorations. So that will in the next couple of weeks. And that's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Next is Building and Standards Commission, Councilmember Martin.
Well, there's really no update since our last meeting. It was scheduled, the next meeting was for January. And I was told that as of now, there are no property or houses on the books. Everything's been taken care of, and that's good to hear. That's all I got.
Okay. Crime Control and Prevention District, Councilmember Salazar.
All righty then. Miss Tina gave us the financial report for them, and their ending balance is $102,000, a little over. So they're doing pretty good there. They discussed the parade with the fire chief. If you want to be in the parade, be there before 5 o'clock at the fire station in your vehicle.
So anybody can be in the parade?
Yeah, and I...
You're talking about council members. You're talking
council
about
members.
Council members.
Oh, okay. Council members. That wasn't clear.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm sorry. My fault. If we want to be in it.
Okay.
And you could pick up a sign from Monique, right?
Mm-hmm. Patty has
Patty
the
has
magnetic
the,
for your car.
The magnetic.
The magnetic, yeah.
Signs for your car.
Also, they talked about cookies with Santa. So they're trying to prepare all that. It's going to be a drive-through only at the swimming pool. And they're going to have a picture background. So they want to stop by and take pictures, but the public has to take their own pictures. They can get out, take the picture, and then move on. And also they need help. All the donations and cash donations should be in by December 1st. By December 1st. December 3rd and December 6th, they're going shopping. So if anybody wants to help them out.
Are you talking about Blue Santa?
Yes, there is.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. If anybody wants to help them out, you know, be over there. December 7th, wrapping gifts. And the final touches are 13th to the 17th. And then delivery will be on the 20th. So if anybody, even the general public, they can contact a committee member, they can contact Chief Cardona and make arrangements with them, or Teresa, the secretary of the committee. It'll be nice if they could get some help. But other than that was it.
All right, thank you. Councilmember Street, I apologize to you. I did not mean to call you sir. I apologize.
Oh, that's okay.
I realized what I did
sir.
After I said it. Councilmember Apodaca is not here. So Planning and Zoning Commission, that is myself. We did not have a quorum, so there was not a meeting. Next is Senior Center Corporation Board, and that is Councilmember Street.
Okay, they're doing a Thanksgiving dinner for the seniors on Tuesday, November 23rd. The center will only be open half a day on Wednesday, the 24th, and closed Thursday and Friday, the 25th and 26th, for Thanksgiving. The board has set a deadline of December 6th on bids for the work on the gazebo. And we have not received any applications for board membership. And the senior center will open with hot lunches and hot food on January 1st, 2022.
Yay. All right. Thank you, council members. 9A, announcements on city events and items of interest by our city manager. Thank you. 10A, requests and announcements. Request by mayor and council for items to be placed on future city council agendas and announcements on city events, community, and community interests. Councilmember Street.
I don't have anything in particular. Just everybody have a happy Thanksgiving. Be safe out there. Everybody and their brother's going to be on the road. So take care. Thank you.
Councilmember Greider.
First, I would like to say thank you to BJ Voigt for a generous donation to the Blue Santa program. She comes through every year, and we appreciate you. And thank you for your dedication and your service, continuous service to our city, to our community. This Saturday, November 20th, come out to Friendship Park, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. for this year's last free San Antonio Youth Rugby Clinic, all ages, male and female. Okay, the next event that we'll have after that, we'll have also, so we'll have Travel the Trail Council event will be December 1st. I had to change the time because it's getting darker earlier, and I don't want us to be on the trail with no lights, with no lighting. So I'm going to do 5:30. Last time it took us about 30 minutes to get down the trail and back, so safety first, you know, number one priority. So we're going to go 5:30 to 6 p.m. I mean, if we go over, you know, that's fine. We're walking back. We got to get back to our cars, right? So whenever we get back to our cars, we get back to our cars. But we'll start at 5:30 p.m. December 1st, Hugo Lentz Park. Let's walk, talk, get some exercise. Hope to see you there. Remember, which I actually forgot myself, to a resident reminded me. Actually, it was BJ reminded me that water averaging is from, it started November 15th to February 15th. So please conserve your water. Be mindful of that. That's going on right now. That's very important. Think about money. Everybody wants to save money, right? Okay. So other than that, I want to say thank you to all our good Samaritans in our city. I've been seeing some kindness and generosity with the holidays coming up, and for all of us to be thankful for what we have and to help each other out. There was a resident, actually, Yvonne Rodriguez, she's actually out there. She actually asked me to, well, she brought it up, and she got a Thanksgiving meal together and asked me to help out with it a little bit. But she did mainly most of the work. I just added some items to it. But stuff like that, that coming up, we need to continuously do that, because there is food insecurities out there, as we all know. So let's try to help each other if we can this holiday season coming up, and be mindful. And again, hope everyone has a healthy and safe holiday.
Thank you, Councilmember Greider. Mayor Pro Tem Grant.
Well, everybody have a happy and a safe Thanksgiving. And regarding the stop signs on Ben Zingelman, there are about, I'm thinking, 7 to 8 children that are closer to Crest that are continually on their little scooters, and they are in the street. Matter of fact, I think Mrs. Shaw can contend to the fact that they're out there. And yes, the stop signs are not put there for a speed control. They're put there for the safety of the children that live at the end of the street, and I take that safety very seriously. Oh, that's it. Thank you, folks, for coming.
Councilmember Salazar.
I don't have nothing for the agenda, but the VFW is holding fundraiser because they're trying to get that roof replaced over there. So you y'all get a moment, go over there and buy some raffle tickets, yeah, and stuff. It's to help replace the roof over there. I think that we need to be more involved with the VFW and the VFW with our community. Other than that, I've already gave you dates on the holiday things that are coming around. Like Ms. Grider said, there's a lot of people out there that don't have money for food, especially in Thanksgiving. So if you know anybody in need, let me know. You know, and I know my fellow councilmen will help arrange a meal, or help arrange a turkey, or help arrange anything. Other than that, y'all know where I live. Come by, bring me a turkey leg. I'm happy.
Councilmember Martin.
I got one question for Monique. Back to the radios for the public works guys. What's the status on that?
I will have to see if Ms. Rodriguez supported them yet. We're going to be budgeted for those this year, and who's going to order those.
I remember. Yeah. Councilman Salazar.
Well, I think that Tina had to, because I told her the ones that she had originally got were way.
Yeah. That's what we budgeted for.
So she had to redo that issue, but yeah, we still need those radios.
Yeah. Okay. And then I want to thank all the city staff again. All the employees are doing an outstanding job. I'm so proud of them. I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Especially Public Works. They've been fixing a lot of potholes. They did a great job in front of Dollar General, fixing that. And everybody just is going out of their way to do what they can. But the main thing, I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and be safe. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Martin. I also want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Ma'am, I want to address you. I understand that you're standing there with your hand up.
This is the first time here, so
For us to allow you for the 3 minutes, it has to be during the specific agenda item.
Okay.
So, and we can't go back. So I apologize that I can't let you speak at this time.
Okay. So I have to wait until January then?
December, our first meeting in December.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I also want to thank all of our city employees, police, fire, admin, public works, everybody. You're doing a fabulous job. Thank you so much for taking care of our city, taking care of our residents, and I couldn't be more prouder to live in this city. So thank you. I saw something on Facebook today that made me think, and I think that everybody should think about this and practice this every day. Today, you could be standing next to somebody who is trying their best not to fall apart. So whatever you do, do it with kindness and think about others. Also, I just thought of this, we're getting cold weather. Please remember to take care of your four-legged family members. If it's cold out, if you think it's cold outside, they're cold. So please care for your four-legged family members. And thank you, everybody, for attending this meeting tonight. Yes, ma'am. Yes, thank you. And prayers to Councilmember Apodaca and her family. Thank you, everybody, for coming out. Meeting adjourned.